Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth, Root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the Taroot Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
What's going on? You're rocking with Young Paris. You're now listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Free hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio, WGXC.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heather Lloyd of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Cairo Durham school officials have issued a statement following the arrest of a faculty member this week. While the district has not identified the employee, Mako's comparison of the staff directory to state police arrest records determined that Melissa Sakakosi's name appear on both. Sakakosi, 40, is a kindergarten teacher at Cairo Elementary School. Sakakosi was arrested by state police on May 26th and charged with driving while intoxicated. She was also charged with two misdemeanors for possession of a controlled substance and use of drug paraphernalia. The arrest took place in the town of Cairo at 11:43 a.m. Cairo Durham officials stated May 28th, and I quote, "The district is aware that a faculty member was arrested by the New York State Police this week," end quote. It added, and I quote, "The arrest occurred off school property. We do not believe that student or staff safety was jeopardized by this faculty member. The police investigation is ongoing, therefore we are unable to provide further comment at this time," end quote. Sakakosi has been placed on administrative leave with pay indefinitely. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Chris Bragg, Tim Wilkin are reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo on May 27th announced that state residents suffering symptoms after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are now entitled to paid sick time while recovering. In making the announcement, Cuomo cited a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which found that 48% of the unvaccinated fear they might miss work due to potential side effects. Cuomo said in some cases, flu-like symptoms do occur, so the State Department of Labor will issue an order that anyone experiencing vaccine-related illness are covered by the state's paid sick leave law. New York already requires employers to provide 4 hours of paid time off to account for employees' vaccination appointments. 64% of New Yorkers have received one dose of vaccine, and 55.8% are fully vaccinated. But the rate of vaccinations has slowed. Cuomo said, using a football analogy, and I quote, "We're in the red zone. Every yard we have to fight for," end quote. Cuomo also announced that anyone with proof of COVID-19 vaccination will receive free entry to opening day at Saratoga Racecourse. The New York Racing Association will provide the free entry on July 15th to residents fully vaccinated and demonstrating that status through the state's Excelsior Pass program. You can read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting a Hudson resident died after being hit by an Amtrak train and thrown from a railroad trestle. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said in a statement released May 28th, he was thrown into the water where the Hudson River and Stockport Creek meet. Bernard Barrett, 51, of Hudson, was fishing on the Columbiaville trestle located at the end of Station Road in Stockport at approximately 2 p.m. May 27th when he was struck. Witnesses told emergency responders that Barrett started running on the trestle when he heard the train whistle. He apparently tripped and was struck by the northbound train. Barrett was found in the water by another person who was fishing, and that person called 911. At the scene, Barrett was reported to be conscious and alert and complaining of lower body pain, but the sheriff's office said he later succumbed to his injuries after being flown by helicopter to Albany Medical Center. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Greg Floyd is reporting for CBS 6 Albany. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silva is serving out the remainder of his 6-year prison sentence at a federal prison hospital facility in Massachusetts, not at the Oatesville Federal Correctional Facility in Orange County. According to the Bureau of Prisons, Silva is now being held at FMC Debbins, close to Worcester, Massachusetts. The facility is described as an administrative security federal medical center with an adjacent minimum security satellite camp. Silver is 77 years old and has battled health problems in recent years. In early May, he was briefly released from Otisville on a furlough as a candidate for home confinement, but that furlough was rescinded. Silver was sentenced in July 2020 to 6.5 years in prison and a $1 million fine following his conviction on federal corruption charges. And you can read more at CBS6Albany.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain is likely, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. There'll be a slight chance of rain on Saturday night before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 43 degrees. A chance of rain again on Sunday, mainly after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 58 degrees. And on Sunday night, a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And on Monday, Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. And Monday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 50 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WWGXE, Acre Hudson Catskill.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Jason Martin is a musician that lives in Troy, New York, and used to be a member of Hudson's Bunny Brains. In 2009, he recorded an album in a cabin near the Great Sacadanga Lake in upstate New York called Adirondack Power and Light, and it's been released in 2021 by Specific Recordings and includes this track called Geologic.
So did you hear they found the recording? Electronically reporting geologic history of time. Geologic history of time. Yeah, they found the recording. Yeah, they are reporting. Geologic history of time. Geologic history of time. It's the geologic show. It's the geologic show. It's the geologic show. It's the geologic show. Step up, step up, step up, step up. Come one and all. Step up, step up, step up, step up. The voices of the ages call. On the geologic show. It's a geologic show. It's a geologic show. It's a geologic show. It's a geologic show. Recording, electronically reporting, geologic history of time, geologic history of time, on the geologic show, on the geologic show, on the geologic show, on The Geologic Show. The Geologic Show. It's the Geologic Show. It's the Geologic Show. It's the Geologic Show.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
From the 2021 album Skirlage, that was the song Preston Melodics from Musique.
Number
8.
Your cage is what you make it.
Here's a 2021 single from Y Oak. The song is called TNT.
If it's true through
number six.
Here's legendary jazz bassist William Parker with Lakota Song from his 2021 album Trancadisis, a selection from Migration of Silence into and Out of the Tone World.
number 5.
That was Ben Chasny, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021.
Number four.
That was Butumba, a 2021 single from Montparnasse Musique and Mumanga Star on the radio at WGXC.
Number three.
That was Mudur Mokhtur with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victime 2020 album.
Number two.
Jason Martin is a musician that lives in Troy, New York, and used to be a member of Hudson's Bunny Brains. In 2009, he recorded an album in a cabin near the Great Sacadanga Lake in upstate New York called Adirondack Power and Light. And it's been released in 2021 by Specific Recordings and includes this track called Henry Hudson.
Henry Hudson, where are you hiding? Henry Hudson, where are you hiding? Where are you hiding, hiding, hiding? Henry, Henry Hudson. Gonna find you, Henry Hudson. Gonna find you. I've been searching for Henry Hudson. Gonna find you. Gonna find you, find Hudson, where you hiding? Henry Hudson, where you hiding? Where you hiding, Henry? Henry Hudson, gonna find you. I've been searching every which way.
Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXC 10th Anniversary Show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it, and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. People switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up or propaganda.
No, and Green County.
It's just like, you know, it's better to
90.7 FM.
Acorn,
now,
Hudson, Catskill.
And national. This is very natural conversations. And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing, because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you do. And that's different from music, which people don't have such a problem with that because they have this visual change.
Everything can change
with words. And then visualization is different. This is different. You are being asked to sharpen your ears, sharpen your listening, listen for and push back. Listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and keep that part the theme, story. It's a skill. It really is a skill, and you just are invited to enrich your ear.
Hello, Abnara, WGXC 97.7 PPR
You're listening to WGXC 90.7.
You're listening to WGXC
90.7.
You're listening to WGXC
90.7.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
We have everything you need from Sirius to
beyond
the standard. So,
no, it's good.
What?
Sometimes the The other day I got into the car and pushed another of my radio's buttons and was taken on a different kind of ride. Its call letters spell M-E-G. This signals meandering through heavy winds and frequent mudslides. It comes out of the south end of the county and gets to me through a translator and another one. I'm taking out a red light. The DJ's voice is grabbing.
This is Sam. And this is Jeremy.
Geranium. Blonde. But I always want to say blonde.
DJ Geranium.
Because if she's inhaling deeply on something that brings her it is, after all, a problem. She slowly reveals the time, detailing the minutes before the hour, rather than some digital explanation on a loop. She exhales, and I have no idea what she's about to say, or what she's just saying, or is about to put on the table, or who's just talking to the other. That's my radio love story.
Radio hotline, the main line, the main cabin. So the question is, where does the magic of Mother Radia come from? How is it performed? Thank you. In the end, we have to go way back, many millennia. That magic descends from a kind of primal hunger to bend our ears to the heavens to hear the voices of God in the wind. and then the magic of Mother Radio. It just, what it does is bring us closer to the fundamental rhythms of entropy and instability, ephemerality, decay, all of these qualities that human hubris wants to deny. A lot of those qualities are shared actually by community, and when Mother Radio inhabits a community transmission, there's also the fragility and potential entropy of community, and I really think that those two play off of each other and echo each other. The magic of Mother Radio also invites us into this kind of liminal kind of limbo space of ambiguity, polyphony, multiplicity, the simultaneity of infinity and also immediacy, right here in our ear, and yet it's also
here at Radio Bobotin, the final weekend, and we'd like to begin, I think, by just saying thank you to everyone. It's amazing we've enjoyed the last 2 weeks, so the entire Radio Bobotin team, and also the students from the Bauhaus University of Weimar, and everyone who helped.